Hello, and welcome back to another episode of An Evening in the Aughts, a 2000s pop culture podcast. My name is Kay, and today I'm joined by a special guest, my husband, who we will refer to as D. D, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for joining. So today we are going to, there's this insider article. And there's also a BuzzFeed one that maybe we'll go through as well, but it's the 25 worst movies of the early 2000s, ranked from bad to worst. And we're just going to see if we've each seen them, if we like them, or just whatever. So are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, so the first one is 2003's The Room. I really don't know.
I've never seen it.
No, so it's kind of, let's just skip that one. The next one is 2000's The Flintstones, In Viva Rock Vegas. It's a prequel to the 1994 The Flintstones. I feel like I've seen this one before and I really liked it, or it was like fun as a kid.
I didn't know they made a prequel to The Flintstones.
Oh, it has the girl. Okay, it has Stephen Baldwin and then Jane Krakowski, who plays, she's in 30 Rock. Oh, wait, so maybe I only like the first Flintstones because that has the dad from Roseanne in it, right? John Goodman.
Yeah.
I like that one, so never mind. But the girl who plays the redhead looks like Nicole Kidman, but I know it's not her. But I like the first one. Next one is 2005's The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lavagirl 3D. This one I actually am a hater on. There are some bad movies from the 2000s that people like to make fun of, or they made fun of back in the day, and now they're like have a cult following, like people really like it. This one I think is just bad. What about you? What do you think?
You know what? I can't even say I've seen this movie all the way through before. So
is it a Disney movie?
Is it a Disney movie? I'm not sure.
Like, how do we watch it? Because maybe we should watch it together. Because it's about an imaginative boy who finds out his made-up world and heroes are more real than he thought. Like, I don't remember the storyline at all.
So it's no, like all I just remember Taylor Lautner. That was like his first movie ever, right? No, actually, maybe. Was it Cheaper by the Dozen 2 remake with Steve Martin?
So the Cheaper by the Dozen movies, I have mixed feelings on them. I used to be a hater until you were like, oh, I love these movies. So we watched them together and I think they're kind of sweet now. And they're kind of fun. Like I make fun of them. And Hilary Duff is going through her like anorexia phase in the second one. It's kind of sad to look at. She's barely in it. But they're kind of fun and I like them. And Steve Martin is funny.
Yeah, they're classic Steve Martin movies. You know, kind of gives a Father of the Bride vibe in that movie. Those movies. I think it kind of does. I wish Steve Martin would get back to that same kind of comedy. Now he's trying to do more serious stuff. Now he's come back to acting after, you know, 10 plus years.
No, he's in Only Murders in the Building. It's a comedy.
Is it though?
Yeah, you haven't watched it yet. It's a comedy. It has Martin Short in it.
I've seen like a few episodes and I really didn't think it was that funny.
Well, it's like a murder like mystery thing, but they're like still being like funny with it. I will say Selena Gomez is not very good in that. Or like she plays a really bland person. And I think that's her character, but she's just not my favorite in it. But the first season was definitely the best one. But actually Taylor Lautner, he married another Taylor and they have a podcast together
called Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, they're both Taylor Lautner, like for reals, like they but I think she goes by like Tay or something.
I'd hope so.
I just don't know how you find so many Taylors in the world. But anyway, yeah, Sharkboy and Lavagirl, meh. The next one is Dragon Ball Evolution from 2009. I've never heard of this before. It looks like it's a anime thing, so that's really not up my alley.
I've never heard of this before in my life. So I know there's a Dragon Ball Z, the show. It's like an anime show, but
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
Dragon Ball Z. No, maybe our cousin or my cousin, younger cousin used to play that. I don't know. I only knew in school of like boys trading Yu-Gi-Oh cards in the bathroom. Can I out you as a Pokemon fan present day or no?
Sure, I love Pokemon. I'm more of a
I like the movie they had with Ryan Reynolds. Like, I think it's a
yeah,
fun.
Detective Pikachu is fun. I don't watch Pikachu or sorry,
Or like anime.
I don't watch any Pokemon anime shows. I haven't watched it since I was a kid. I've watched Detective Pikachu, but that's about it. I loved playing the old game, so I found my old Game Boy Advance and played the Silver version, Crystal version, and Blue. And then recently I tried playing one of the newer Pokemon games on the Nintendo
Oh
Switch.
yeah, we got a Switch, which I really just want to get. We have the Wii Sports, but it looks kind of creepy and Uncanny Valley a little bit with all the new avatars. But I want to get Just Dance. But yeah, you have the Pokemon game, so.
Yeah, I got Scarlet. And it was okay, kind of not like the old Game Boy games, a lot different. Still kind of fun, kind of reminiscent of those old Game Boy Advance games, but.
So my version of that would be if Nintendogs was brought on to the Wii Switch. If I could play that, then that would be really cool.
That'd be
That'd be
pretty,
very
that'd be
nostalgic for me.
fun.
Yeah. Okay, so the next movie that is terrible, according to this article, is 2002's Crossroads. This one is, I actually like, I'm surprised I haven't seen it because it has Britney Spears and Zoe Saldana, the green girl from Guardians.
Gamora.
Gamora, yes. I'm just surprised I haven't seen it because I really do like Britney Spears. I just feel like I would have seen it. But apparently, like some people think it's terrible, but other people think it's just like a fun thing. Have you seen it? Okay.
No.
The next movie is 2003's Dumb and Dumber. Wait, Dumb and Dumberer, When Harry Met Floyd. I haven't seen this one, or I don't think I have.
I didn't know this was even a thing. I feel like they try to bury some of these movies.
Yeah, sequels without the original people are probably not very
Well, this was a
popular
prequel.
as a pre well yeah, prequel sequel.
It was a, yeah, going back, it was a technically a prequel to Dumb and Dumber, but.
Right, the next one is 2000's Dungeons and Dragons, but I'm pretty sure they're making like a new Dungeons and Dragons movie with like Hugh Grant and other random
Chris
people.
Pine.
Oh yeah, Chris Pine. I like Chris Pine.
I love Chris Pine.
I think he's like just a nice guy.
No, he
He
is.
has fun movies like Princess Diaries 2,
Star Trek.
Into the Woods. He was good there. Was he in anything else or what is he in?
He's in random movies and shows. I feel like this 2000s Dungeons and Dragons movie, I've never heard of it, or I was just too young.
Has Marlon Wayans in it, so maybe it's supposed to be funny.
Might be because I feel like even the Dungeons and Dragons movie that Chris Pine is going to be in here soon is kind of
Like making fun of, or not making fun, just like more of like funny.
it looks like it's funny and kind of still somewhat serious. So yeah, I'm really not sure, but it'd be interesting to go back and try and watch that movie.
I've told you before, but I'll tell the listeners, I have played Dungeons and Dragons a couple times with my younger boy cousin, like when I was in high school. It was kind of fun. I don't think I played it like in its truest form, but it's kind of funny because you can like sabotage people and like make them mad if they take it really seriously. It's kind of funny to do that. So I was playing with him and his friends the first time, and then the second time, I think my sisters were there. It was like a, more of a family thing, but it was like we're playing with little kids, and it was still fun. But like I haven't really played it where it's like hours on end of like, and you haven't played before, right?
No, but one of my favorite episodes of Community is the Dungeons and Dragons episode.
That is really good. I would play it if it was like that all the time.
But I think they took that one off of the air
Oh,
because of Chang being painted as a black elf or a
yeah. Yeah.
dark elf.
Or Dark
Sorry,
Elf.
Chang
But he had black
is a
face paint
dark elf.
on.
Yeah, so
So
it.
then they cut that out of the like streaming versions. Okay, next one is Halle Berry's Catwoman. I've never seen that before. Have you?
Yeah, it's been a long time though.
Did you like it?
No, I did not.
Yeah, no, I've heard it's not very good, but like again, I haven't seen it before. The next one is 2003's The Cat in the Hat. This has, I think, oh, Mike Myers. I was going to say Jim Carrey, but Mike Myers, Dakota Fanning, and Spencer Breslin, Alec Baldwin, and Kelly Preston, John Travolta's late wife. That one I see on TikTok all the time. Like, it's very, like, it's a weird movie. Like, I don't think I liked it when I first saw it.
It's really creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it gave me nightmares. Not really, but kind of like he had a cat with human teeth and
Oh, yeah.
yeah, just not my fave.
No, I think it might have been better if he was like a cartoon or more like CGI. Like he looked too, I don't know, it just he is creepy. He doesn't look cute or like cuddly or anything. So maybe they should have just had like a complete like cartoon.
Like it really worked well with the Grinch in live action.
Yeah, he
That
wasn't
was
as
really
creepy.
good. He was creepy in his own way, but yeah, the Cat in the Hat just, I don't know, they made him look a little bit too human.
Martha May thought the Grinch was handsome and not creepy. Okay, the next one is 2008's Prom Night. I actually really like this movie. Have you seen it before?
Yeah, I feel like this movie came out, I think I was in high school at that time, and it came out either like right before prom or right after prom, but I
Oh,
remember it
perfect.
being a pretty big deal back in the day.
Okay, so the storyline, if I remember correctly, it's kind of creepy, but it's like good. So I think that, okay, it's Brittany Snow from Pitch Perfect. I also think her ex-husband is from Selling the OC or Sunset. Anyway, so she's in high school, and I think she had like a substitute teacher one time who like became obsessed with her, and then he didn't like keep working at the school. And so I think he became a stalker or like started stalking her. And I feel like something happened where he like either killed someone or did something weird, but like she knew that he was like always stalking her. And so he went to prison. I feel like he either broke out or got released. And so she's nervous. And so on prom night, he like came back to find her and like kind of like that one movie, The Roommate, with Blair Waldorf from Gossip Girl. Did you ever see that one? She became obsessed with her college roommate and like wanted to be her. So she like dyed her hair and like did every like dressed like her and tried to steal her life.
Yeah, it sounds kind of familiar.
That one was not good, but I watched it. Okay, the next one is 2006 date movie, a parody of different romantic comedies and action films. I've never seen this before.
I've never seen it, but it looks like it's trying to copy Kill Bill with the sword and the girl in the yellow suit.
I wonder what the other girl is trying to be. I don't know. I haven't seen that one before. The next one is 2003's, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's Gidgley or Giggly. But it's the one with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. They're starring in it, and I know like reading about it, it did not do well, and like people thought it was really stupid.
Weren't they dating at that time or engaged or?
At this point, they were. I actually think she was married to someone else while they were filming, and then they got divorced, and then they got together. So it was kind of like
Scandal.
a scandal. Yeah. Next one is Blood Rain. A video game adaptation. Do you know this video game?
I do not. I'm not a real big gamer.
You really aren't.
Yeah, just to keep it,
Keep it real.
keep it real, I'm not a gamer. The like I kind of said before, I first time I played a Pokemon game in I don't know how long, was on the Switch, and took me a while to figure that game out. And I just like party games. That's kind of what I
You
like to
feel
do.
you need to clear your name. Are you?
Yeah, I like playing Super Smash Brothers or Mario Kart or Switch Sports.
I think it's fine to like Pokemon. Like, I like
Yeah.
things that, like, that one's not like, honestly, like, you can like what you want to like for video games and stuff. But yeah, you aren't like a gamer. You like definitely are not a gamer.
No, I'm very, very average at every single one of those games I've listed off. But yeah, really, we don't have too many other games except it's mostly just party games on our Switch.
Yeah, there's this one fun one that my little sister introduced to us. It's called Overcooked, and you're like basically mice and you have these like cooking challenges and it's kind of fun. But again, that's kind of a party game.
Yeah,
I
I
guess you could do it
wouldn't.
on your own, but that'd be really hard.
Yeah, it would not be fun on your own. The more people, the better.
Yeah. But I don't know. I've heard Animal Crossing is fun. I had that when I was younger on my the DS Lite, but then I like just didn't like it. Anyway, the next movie is House of the Dead. I've never seen it before. The next one is Battlefield Earth.
I don't know these.
I don't know either. The next one is Meet the Spartans, which is just like another parody like movie. I like the scary movies like that, like film
I feel
franchise.
like I've seen part of, or I've seen Meet the Spartans, but it's been a long time for that as well.
Yeah, I haven't seen it before. And the next one is 2007's Epic Movie. It has Emma from Glee in it, from what I can see in the picture. I guess Jennifer Coolidge is in this. It's like another parody film.
There were so many parody films in the 2000s.
Yeah. Next one is 2002's The Master of Disguise. I have never seen this before.
That's a good one. It's like Turtle, Turtle. Do you remember
No,
that?
no, I haven't seen this before.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, never seen it before. Okay, another parody movie, 2008's disaster movie. It looks like they parodied Juno and Enchanted. That's all I can tell from the.
I don't think those worlds collide at all.
Anyway, so that was just a brief, like, okay, do you have any not embarrassing or just embarrassing or cringy movies that you like from like when you were younger or anything? Because I've had you kind of, or like, I don't know if you've been actively watching and listening and taking in what's happening on the screen, but I definitely have been watching, like, since we've been together, a lot of my favorite movies that I would consider kind of cringy. I don't know if you like enjoyed them at all, like Twilight. Like, I know you're familiar with that, you have sisters, but like, do you like any of those movies at all?
I wouldn't say so. I'm just trying to think of like, maybe
Like,
I should look
ridiculous.
at some movies, trying to think back, like aside from any movie that anyone would like, you know, there's Napoleon Dynamite, but everyone loved Napoleon Dynamite, or, you know, Nacho Libre. That's even in the 2000s. That might be in the 2010s. I'm
No, it
not
was
sure.
a 2000s.
Was it?
Yeah,
Okay.
that one was good.
Blades of Glory was fun. I don't know. There are a lot of great Will Ferrell movies back in the
Those are all
2000s.
popular ones. So
Right,
I feel like you
so.
don't have, or maybe they're more directed towards girls, but like I feel like there's a lot of movies that are like not great, but they're just like fun to watch. But I know what we can talk about. So we went to the Taylor Swift concert on Saturday. How did you feel about that?
So I don't love Taylor Swift. There are a few songs that I've liked from maybe 10 years ago, like off her Red album when she kind of had her whole kind of switching of her identity into pop music rather than the country pop that she used to do. There were three or four good songs off that album that I loved hearing her play. But she did play, and the 1989 is pretty good as well. But there are many albums that she played that I didn't know any of the songs. So I probably could recognize about half the songs she played. The other half, I.
She played for over 3 hours, so I feel like that's a good like trade-off. And then Paramore. So we didn't go to the Las Vegas show. We went to the Glendale show, and so we drove like 6 hours. Like we were only there for a night. Oh, we can talk about our gross Airbnb. But anyway, so we went there. The concert. I was seeing some videos from the Las Vegas shows. Just it being so like crowded and like kind of scary, like how many people were there and like just getting out of the parking lot and stuff. Like, I feel like Glendale was a good place to be because it's like not,
It's kind of out there in the like,
like, it's close to Phoenix, but not really. Like,
no,
it's not crazy.
it's in a suburb of
Yeah.
Phoenix, so you don't really have to deal with all the downtown traffic because the Allegiant Stadium in Vegas is right next to the Strip.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be, it's like right across the freeway from it, but still, it's a very busy area. It's gonna be hard to get in and get out. It wasn't too bad getting into the Taylor Swift concert, like getting in or out. We did park towards the end of the lot, so we had to walk a half mile to our car.
But it didn't feel like a half mile. And then other people were like, oh, we couldn't get an Uber. So we had to walk like miles upon miles to get to our car
You
or
know, I
like.
don't know why people thought that would be a good idea where they can just, I'm sure a lot of people Ubered in at different times, but everyone needs to Uber home at the same time. So instead of paying for parking, they wanted to Uber back to their Airbnb or hotel or wherever they were staying at. Wasn't wise to me because, yeah, it took hours upon hours for people to
To
get
like get
home from
home,
that concert. They were just stuck at, like, these restaurants kind of nearby till,
like a Denny's or
yeah,
something,
the
or
Denny's
gross,
and
like.
the, In and Out. They were stuck there till 1 in the morning or whenever it closes. So I
But
felt bad for them, but at the same time, I don't feel bad because that was their mistake.
yeah, here's my advice. Like, and I just feel like we've kind of had a lot of, we usually want to be cheap, and I think that's what people all are like always trying to do. And like the tickets are kind of expensive, so like. Well, no, okay. First off, don't worry about getting tickets because I think like anyone can get them because like not everyone, there were bots buying tickets, and also like people won't be able to go to the date that they initially bought tickets for. So like they're gonna try to sell them. Like you'll be able to find tickets. So don't worry about that. But I would just say like just splurge in having your own space, like a hotel room or Airbnb. Not a shared space and your own car. I just feel like if you can wing it, if you're going to Taylor Swift, like that's already kind of a hefty commitment, like financially. Just get your own car and get your own like space because we stayed at, okay, we've never done this before, but we stayed at a private room Airbnb in Peoria because we kind of decided last minute. I said in the last episode that we were like trying to sell our tickets and we couldn't because everyone wanted a deal and we were not about to do that. And
Someone had the audacity to ask me for the receipt from buying those tickets and
yeah, they
that they would
wanted
only pay
what we paid.
what we paid. And
That's not
that
how it
was,
works.
no, that's not how it works at all. And that was insane.
Yeah. And it's not like we were selling them for like $2,000 each. Like, no, but like we wanted to make a little bit of a profit. Is that, does that make us like awful people?
No,
No, I don't
that.
think so.
No, we went through the pain of having to stay in the virtual queue. So.
Yeah, it took me a full work day to get those two tickets. But anyway, we stayed. So we didn't book like or couldn't find a place to stay, or we didn't start looking until like a few days or like, yeah, 5 or 6 days before the concert. And everything was like really expensive, like all the hotels and then Airbnbs. And we're like, oh, we don't want to pay that much. We were considering sleeping in the car in like a Walmart parking lot or like camping, but also like we had to get like get ready and stuff and I like having facilities like the toilet and shower and stuff. So we didn't do that. We stayed in a private room Airbnb. It was a brand new one. It was like
Had two
expensive.
reviews on there, like they'd only
Yeah.
been going for a week or two.
Suspicious. But they were like glowing reviews. But yeah, it's like really weird. Like I don't think I like doing that. Like we didn't run into them really until like we were leaving from the Airbnb and it was like 7 a.m. And the guy kind of like shocked us. He just was like sitting on his couch, like watching TV, like silently. And we like
No, it
walked
wasn't
out.
silent. It was really loud.
I didn't hear
I
it.
could hear him turn on the TV at like. We
Well, I
started
was
getting ready at
dead.
like 6:30 in the morning to leave, but we could hear him turn on the TV pretty loudly that early.
I was like exhausted, so I didn't hear that. But he shocked me when I like walked outside. I was like, oh. But anyway, it just smelled really bad. The shower had like disgusting hairs and dust on it, and like I didn't even use the shower because like I just didn't want to like I just don't want to deal with it. And then I don't get why people do this, but they had satin sheets, which were gross and like just
We literally
slippery
just put a blanket of our own that we brought on top of the entire
because it
bed.
smelled like. And they're like, we have fresh linens for you, and I think that's just like an automated message that they make all the people like send all the hosts
Yeah, it
send.
was disgusting. It
No,
was,
and like
ugh.
the top blanket had like crust on it, like it was gross. It was not washed, it was not clean, and I just was very disappointed. The like floor was sticky, like
I will never do an
nothing like that.
Airbnb ever again, except for like when you go to Hawaii and that's how you get a vacation rental and stuff like that.
That's all there is, pretty much. Or, yeah, it was
Right.
like, yeah, condos, and then like, I don't know.
So that we had a really awesome Airbnb, or it was a Vrbo out in Maui back in December. That like I, it was the best place I ever stayed at. I felt more comfortable in there than I would a hotel room. But it's Airbnb is kind of starting to fall, and hotels are going to take back over. They're Usually hotels are cheaper. This weekend, the hotels
I
weren't
didn't want to pay
cheaper.
$400 for a Holiday Inn Express, but
No, that wasn't worth it. At that point, I would just start driving home right after the concert, which I kind of wish we did.
I wouldn't. I don't know. I like having, I don't know. I think it's sometimes better to just pay for the extra comfort and like sleep and stuff.
Or
But
we should just go to the, I don't know. I wanted to see Paramore. I love,
they were good. They played their Twilight song, Decode.
yeah, and they played all, they're all hits. So I love Paramore. They're awesome. But yeah, it's so that's why we kind of also want to go to the Glendale show to see Paramore as well, because they haven't toured in a while. Now that they're going to start touring again somewhat soon with their new album they just released. But yeah, it was
I liked her. Yeah, she sounded good, Paramore. And then Taylor Swift, I liked. She only did one song from Speak Now, but I think it's because she's re-recording that whole album. So maybe she like wanted to make that a surprise or like special for later. She did Enchanted. She did, yeah, a little bit of everything from each album. It was a really fun show. So if you're able to go, like, I don't know. Like, it depends on if you like her. Like, if you don't like her, then I don't know if you'll love it, but it was fun. Oh, so are you familiar with the Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber drama?
I just know that a lot of people at restaurants or different places where you can leave a tip jar, that they'll have one with marked Hailey Bieber, one with Selena Gomez. That's all I've seen, pretty much.
Okay. And speaking as a completely third party objective with absolutely no personal interest in the matter, are you Team Selena or Team Haley?
I really don't care for either of them, so I'm on team.
Do you like Selena's music or her filmography or discography?
I think she's kind of annoying, to be honest. I think they both are.
Yeah, they both
So
are. I'll be real.
I'm not a person who loves celebrities or anything like that, but
I am not, but I also am. Or like I like to know their business, but I also like don't worship them like I might used to have done. I don't know. Yeah, so Selena, she posted something on her Instagram story saying that Hailey Bieber reached out to her and was saying that she got death threats because of this whole situation. And I've been seeing like there are these things called blind items I talked about in the last episode, but like people just send in like tips to this gossip website and this guy posts it. And people on TikTok are like just reading them. But people are saying that his marriage to Haley was like an arranged marriage and he doesn't really like her. And there's tons of video evidence where he just seems so like bothered by her and he's not very like caring or loving towards her. Like he just doesn't really like her. And I can kind of tell. Do you think Haley should keep an eye out for Selena?
no, he's married.
No, but he doesn't like her. No, you...
If he doesn't like her, then he should not be with Hailey Bieber and
But
get
Haley
back.
should not keep an eye out for Selena. Like, she's no threat to them. Because everyone's saying that Justin keeps like trying to reach out to Selena. Or there's like an awkward video where he went live. Or no, he's showing like his computer screen and his search history was like Selena Gomez at Coachella or something, or her outfit. Like it was something like he was looking her up. Like he
I don't
was married to
know.
Haley at that time. Okay.
That he shouldn't be doing that, but
So what do you feel about oversharing as celebrity couples and being like Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly? Are you familiar with them being like
aren't
annoying?
they like divorced or getting
They never,
separated?
no, they never got married. He did give her an engagement ring that had thorns on it. So if she ever pulled it off, it would like rip her finger to shreds. So like they're weird. They're trying to be like Courtney K and Blink 182. You know how they're kind of trying to be gothic and stuff.
Right.
But they're not married, but they're like technically engaged, but you know.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't follow any of that
Okay.
drama.
Let's see what you follow. What do you follow?
Sports is kind of my thing.
I know, but I don't know sports.
I
Do you
really
know
don't.
Tyga and Avril Lavigne are dating?
That is weird. That's not okay.
I'm sorry, but Tyga's disgusting, and I don't know how he dates all these people. Avril's better than him.
I just want her with the guy from, what's it called?
Oh, Nickelback.
Yeah, I just want her with the guy from Nickelback.
We stand Chad Kroeger here in this
Yeah.
household.
They should be back together.
He actually seems like a pretty decent guy. Like he's popped up on my TikTok age, like one time he was doing a podcast interview. I wonder if he'd come on this podcast. And he was just talking about like being a Nickelback star and like how he still has like tons of fans coming to their concert all the time. Like even though he knows that people make fun of them, like he still has loyal fans and he's okay with it.
I'd be okay with it if I was making money.
Oh no, he has so many like number one hits. Like remember the Spider-Man 2 song?
Yeah.
Like, pretty cool. What do you think of Sister Wives? I've been rewatching it and he's in the room. So I know you know what's happening. It's all old seasons. Nothing new is happening, but.
Yeah. Didn't one of the sister wives like agree to come on your podcast at some point, or you
Oh,
were in
yeah.
talks with her?
Okay. So I have two people, two like kind of air quote celebrities I'd like to apologize to. So maybe a couple summers ago, I reached out to the girl who plays Claire from the straight to DVD movie The Click, which is based off of these books for like tween girls. And I was like, hey, do you want to come on our podcast and stuff? And she was like, yeah, that'd be really cool. Like, can we do it this like week or something? We were trying to figure it out. And then I kind of just like forgot about it. And then like it was getting too close to the date. It's the Click, Cliqueue. And anyway, so like it got too close to the proposed date. And I was like, hey, sorry, like things got so busy. And then I was like, can you come on like the podcast at this date? And she just ghosted us. So I apologize. I would love to have you back on. And then Christine Brown from Sister Wives. She did answer my email. I was like, hey, would you ever want to be on this podcast? And like, we would just talk about you or like, you know, like, 'cause I don't know if she's able to really talk about Cody and stuff and her experience. And she's like, sure. Like, can I like hear more about this? Because like, I'd have to just run it past TLC because she like has, yeah, a contract with them. And then I was scared because I think we've had a previous episode where I was talking, oh, it was when Cody and Christine split up, and I might have said like maybe not the best things about Sister Wife. So I didn't want her to like go and listen and be like, oh, never mind, I don't want to come on here. But I do like Christine, so that there's an open invitation for her to come on. I was just kind of panicked. Okay, let me ask you this. What's your favorite movie from the 2000s? One that you could like watch over and over, and you might have a few, because I definitely have a few. I can't like just pick
You
one.
know what? Actually, it's not my favorite movie, but it was a favorite movie when I was a kid. Pokemon the Movie 2000.
Okay, I've never seen it before.
Yeah. But I think it was released in 1999, technically.
Okay.
So, but anyways, it was a movie with Lugia, so Pokemon from Silver version. I talked about that earlier, coming back to that. I swear I don't love Pokemon that
You
much,
can love Pokemon, though. We won't judge.
but anyways, that was a fun movie. I haven't seen it probably for close to 20 years now, right? Since I was like, yeah, young, a little kid. But
Maybe over 20 years now.
yeah, probably over 20 years since the last time I've seen it. But yeah, 2000s movies, oh man, there's like too many good ones to. A lot of the comedies back in the 2000s were better than today's comedies.
I agree. Like they're just so much more fun. And I think at the time we didn't really appreciate them, but now we look back and like we compare it to what we have today, and it's like just so much better.
Same thing with like TV shows. Arrested Development back in the day was amazing. Didn't really watch that until I was an adult on Netflix. I believe it's off of Netflix now
No,
for
it's
some
not.
reason, or is it
I
still
think that was
on?
a dirty lie that someone circulated through like TikTok or something. Because all the kids were saying that too, like my little sister and cousin, but it's still on there. I was like watching it to fall asleep the other night. So it is on there.
Well, I don't know why it would be taken off because Netflix did a couple of seasons which were not very good at all, but anyways, they bought the rights to that show so that they could do it the Netflix seasons.
Yeah. We haven't really been watching anything new. We watched Yellowstone together and It's okay, but I don't think we're getting another season.
I don't think that's gonna happen, yeah.
No, because Kevin Costner is being, I think, greedy with his time and money, maybe.
You know, at this point in his career, I wouldn't want to be filming for months on end.
Oh, and Seneca Crane, isn't it? Which I don't like his character in it, but I love that he's Seneca Crane.
I liked him at first, and then I started to really hate him once he killed the reporter.
Yeah, that was creepy because it wasn't okay. I don't think I'll get canceled by this, but I have a better time in like TV shows when they like shoot someone and kill someone, but he strangled this reporter to death. So it was like more personal and creepy, or like more serial killer-esque. Cause like in Yellowstone, they go to the, what's it called? The train track? No, what is it? Anyway, they have
The
this
train
place.
station.
Like, okay, like you, this poor worker who like accidentally saw something that he shouldn't have seen, or like, I don't know, some he did something. They're like, we're gonna take you to the train station, and it's just like this middle of nowhere cliff, and then they just like shoot them and then toss their body off. And they do that all the time. And like I'm like not fazed as much as like when Seneca Crane strangled that girl and then put her in the river in her kayak. Like that was really bad compared to the other deaths. So do you agree with that?
Yeah, that one was really,
It's
really
like,
creepy. So
yeah.
I felt bad for him at that point, and I liked him up until that point. Then it kind of dropped off. But then he got in the last season, towards the end, I started to like him a little bit more because he started to stick up to his dad and his sister more, realizing that he has a lot more dirt on them than they have on him. So I
Yeah.
think in the end, well, the show's probably not going to be finished and it's going to be left on that cliffhanger. So
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Kevin Costner was trying to plan that and did that on purpose just to make everyone mad. I don't know.
He won a Golden Globe, so I don't know how that happened. But what do you think of Beth? Actually, no, well, I know what you think. Like, we both don't like her. She's annoying.
Oh, I really don't like her.
She's annoying. I like Rip. Do you like Rip?
Yeah, Rip. I like Rip, but I hate her. It's like the weirdest thing.
But that show, that's like kind of the only new show we've been watching. We need to find new ones, but again, I have my trusty ones from the 2000s that I always rewatch. But anything else you want to say?
No, it's been fun to do this, and we should do it again.
Yeah, thank you so much for being a guest. I appreciate it. I know that you do not watch the same movies or shows from the 2000s that I do, but I appreciate you being a guest and answering some questions.
Oh, I watch the same shows as you.
You're in the
The
room.
movies.
You're like
Yeah.
there. So you know what's going on, kind of. But anyway, thank you all for listening. And you please follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Evening in the Aughts Pod. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
There you go.